But when you think about sleepers, like I get into this world where like everything has to become a sleeper for me. And I'm like, what are all the sleepers? So I put some categories in. These next two segments we'll put together here. First one, sleeper movies. Now, if you have some takes, tweet us at @isitthewelsh, at Bogman Sports, and at FNTSY Radio for your sleeper movies. I'm going to present to you three that I put together. Super producer Chris Bavona has a couple, and let's vote on them. So here are my three options, and then Chris is going to come on here, Boggs. And if you have a couple you want to throw out, that's fine. My three sleeper movie options, Shaun of the Dead, which is like one of the best. Every time it's on, I'm watching it, right?
Just get to the pub.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Idiocracy, one of the best movies that almost feels like we're living sometimes. And it never gets old, but they'll never play on TV anymore. You have to buy it or pay for it. I can't find it anywhere. It drives me nuts.
And then I think it's been on something recently. I don't know which one, Cinemax or one of them. It's been on one of them recently.
Fox News, CNN, one of those.
Fake news. It has been on.
I think you'll like this one. How about the Slammin' Salmon by the Super Trooper guys?
I love the Slammin' Salmon. That's what ifs and buts and candies and nuts come from.
Yeah,
that's our drop.
Merry Christmas. Okay, so now, super producer Chris, get in here. Give me your three, and then we are going to all discuss, and we're going to have to try to vote on one here. So what do you got?
So my three sleeper movies are, the first one is UHF. It's with Weird Al Yankovic. It came out in the 1980s. This movie is hysterical. Also,
with Kramer, too?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was with Kramer. It was actually his first, I think it was one of his first starring roles or one of his first acting roles. Just an hysterical movie. And you really like it. It's really for anybody. That's how I really believe it. And even today, you could still watch it and still get a few of the jokes and still laugh a little bit. My second one, this one to me is possibly the most underrated Disney film of all time. And that's Disney's The Great Mouse Detective. I got to tell you.
What the hell is that?
So it came, again, this is another 80s movie. This is another 80s movie. And basically, it's about this mouse who lives underneath the house of Sherlock Holmes. And he's the same thing. He's a detective. But it's just, when you have possibly one of the greatest villains ever, not only that, one of the greatest Disney death villain scenes ever, this movie, I swear, you can watch it today as an adult and love it.
I did not expect Disney's Great Mouse Detective to show up next to Idiocracy.
I just got to peel the curtain back just a second, the Welsh. He's got Disney's Great Mouse Detective, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and BoJack Horseman. I mean, just how much pot is there? Really?
Well, that's another. I mean, you're ruining the TV one, Bogman. You're ruining the TV sleepers. Thank you very much.
I gotta make my joke.
Okay, well, you killed it a little bit. I would say sleeper kids movie. When I grew up, nobody knows about this movie. If anyone has ever seen this, please tell me, because I've told my wife about this, and we can't find it anywhere because my kid's like, hey, what movies did you watch? I watched The Brave Little Toaster. Did anybody see that when they were like five? Does anyone remember that?
John Lovitz.
Nope.
Are you kidding me? That's one of
this is a great movie. It's a great movie. It's such a good movie. Like, everyone is obsessed with, like, All Dogs Go to Heaven and, like, Lady and the Tramp, and I'm over here watching Brave Little Toaster. It was great. All the things came alive. All right, what's your last one, Chris?
So my last movie, actually, kind of funny enough, is the 1996 movie Sleepers. Perfect for Sleeper Week, right?
Okay. Oh, how appropriate. All right, that is appropriate. That's pretty good.
I've not seen one of these movies, by the way. I'm completely lost.
Exactly.
You haven't seen UHF?
Haven't seen it.
Oh,
wow. I tell you what, one from me is, and it's been on, I think, HBO lately or one of them, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner. It's kind of funny because he will not do an English accent at all. I don't know what that was all about. I guess he just felt goofy trying to do it. But
I like when an actor commits to just being like, I'm just going to be Kevin Costner being Robin Hood instead of like, you know, trying to be Daniel Day-Lewis, like going into it.
Why would you call that a sleeper? I actually
think Postman was like that.
Oh, God, the Postman was horrible. So boring.
I like the Postman. See, I think I just like Kevin Costner.
I like Waterworld,
too.
Favorite
movies of all time.
Like Waterworld.
I mean, Waterworld's the worst of those, but it's still pretty decent.
It's all right. All right. So those are okay. I think mine are pretty solid here. Like Shaun of the Dead, Idiocracy is probably the winner of all of these.
It's the best.
It's got to be.
Especially
Shaun of the
today.
Dead's in there. I'm going to give UHF. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, you can see it every day on CNN if you want.